Before our break, so to speak, for the holidays, I encouraged some of you to practice with not knowing is most intimate. Not knowing most intimate. Of course, what we discover, or what some of you discovered, was all the ways that you knew, especially with the circumstances of the holidays, all the ways that we knew. That's wonderful. As Dogen Zenji says, to study the Buddha way is to study self. See, most important when we're knowing, to study, to be this arising moment as is, not knowing. I'm going to be not knowing. Oh, I'm going to be intimacy. Can't help but be intimate. And yet, we can miss the intimacy of our life. Therefore, even so-called not intimate appreciate this so-called story of not intimate. That's exactly the intimacy of not knowing. That's our practice. And what's most vital is to be the life moment as is, experiencing requires us to notice how and where we're holding to or believing thoughts, how and where we're holding to and believing, and you fill in. Not just mentally, but viscerally. That's exactly this practice. This beginner's mind is, I hurt myself there. I didn't see that. Fine. This beginner's mind is exactly our life, including all the ways we believe, react, as not beginners, as that's not the way I want it, she's not doing it right. Oh, I'm the right one. Please know that from morning to night is nothing but this universe revealing itself as our life. And it needs our cooperation. If I say it this way, we need to improve our cooperation, even saying that way, so that we can polish the perfection of this moment. That's what our practice is, polishing the perfection of this moment. And what each of us needs to do is to see where that opportunity is, whether in our formal sitting, in the stillness of the moment, or in our fidgeting, wanting them to be that way, wanting me to be that other way, wondering why, and all the opportunities that the universe keeps offering us as this beginner's universe moment. Nothing else. Beginner's universe moment where we polish the perfection. Not knowing most intimate. Not knowing most intimate is not something extra, added, not something that excludes, and it depends completely on us, and yet we have nothing to do to make it so. It depends completely on you, and yet there's nothing to do. And it is this not doing that Dogen speaks of when he says, study the self, forget the self. It's this not knowing that's the opportunity of noticing what you know, what you believe, what reactions going on, and being the experiencing of that viscerally, viscerally so-called inside and viscerally so-called outside, viscerally all over and viscerally just right here. If you're anywhere else, that's our opportunity to notice where, how, so as some of you know, we're doing a session starting Wednesday evening in Champaign. Bill, you can participate in Champaign. You can participate at a distance via Zoom. You can participate by formally joining, and you can participate by deciding that you are doing a session. Even if you don't join for one moment, how do you do a session? Be this moment. Be this moment at home with your, those who you share a home with. Be this moment when you're caught up in reactions about how they're doing this at work, at your other activities, how the morning is the right weather or the wrong weather. Your body is the way you want it, or, oh, I've got this cold. Oh, I'm aching. Oh. Whether you're still an upright or whether you're wandering around all over. So, consider that the universe is this perfection intimacy, but it depends on you being intimate as the universe of this moment. It depends on your polishing the jewel that is this life. It depends on your being not knowing in the midst of knowing, in the midst of judging, in the midst of finally noticing self, and therefore being self-forgotten, being this awakened life. Thank you.